It seems that one of the reasons that people wander from church to church is that they find that in their particular place where they are, they're not being fed. You hear that a lot. I'm not getting anything out of Mass. And God bless them, there are many people who are still in the church who feel that they're not being fed or getting much out of Mass, but they still come anyway. I wonder if that's an indicator for us then that we need to grow in our understanding of how to be fed at Mass, how to go to Mass and really get something out of it. And thanks be to God, it doesn't depend completely upon the priest and his preaching skills, because this place would empty out pretty quickly. But there is a dynamic at work at every Mass, and if we understand that dynamic a little bit better, then we can come to a place where we really understand better how to derive some benefit from Mass. And part of today's gospel clues us in to this particular dimension I'm talking about. You could argue that the whole gospel today is a model of the Mass. The people gather, they're taught, they listen to Jesus teaching them, and they're fed, and then they're sent on their way. But the particular element of the gospel today that I want to zero in on is where Andrew steps forward. Andrew, a man of faith, knows that there's a boy present who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And although he's a man of faith, Andrew still doesn't understand how this is going to work. He's seen Jesus work miracles, but he's still not convinced that Jesus can take these 5 loaves and 2 fish and accomplish what needs to be done. However, he still brings the boy forward. And God bless that little boy. He came prepared, while everyone else didn't. But anyway, he was willing to give what he had in order for Jesus to work this miracle. Note that Jesus does not work the miracle until the boy offers the loaves and the fish. Could Jesus have created the food to give these people miraculously? Sure. But he waited for an offering to be made. He waited for that little boy to give what he had. As little as it was, Jesus took that and made enough food for everyone to have their fill and for there to be some left over. So we look at it and we might ask ourselves, what is our attitude when in approaching Mass, when we come to Mass? Some people look at it as, what can the church do for me? What can I get out of it? And on the one hand, it's good for us to have that hunger and that thirst for what God will do for us here. If we show up at church and have no need, have no interest in deriving any benefit from Mass, kind of strange for us to be here. But it's good for us to have that hunger and thirst. But at the same time, we realize that we're not only here to take. We're not only here to receive. The Holy Spirit gathers us together because God knows that every person here has something to offer for the building up of the body of Christ. Not only the people seated here, but in our neighborhood, in our whole town. The Holy Spirit draws people together, and Jesus himself invites us to make an offering, to bring something to church, to bring something with us to Mass that we can place on this altar. And of course, when the collection is taken up, we look into our billfolds and purses and, you know, make an offering that way. That's not what I'm talking about, though. That's part of it. That's part of it. But the liturgy invites us, in the symbolic gesture of bringing forth the bread and the wine and the offering, the church invites us to place spiritually some offering in that paten and in the chalice that is on the altar. And what can we place in that chalice and on the paten? Well, we certainly bring our intentions of prayer, the people we're praying for, the needs that we have, the situations that we struggle with, our doubts. We bring our needs, certainly, and we place them as an offering before God because we're asking God to shed his grace upon us and to help us. But there's more also that we can put into the chalice and onto the paten. We can bring our memories, our wounds. We can bring our thoughts. We can bring the longing of our heart. We can bring our families. We can bring everything that makes up our life and place it into that chalice and onto the paten. And we realize then that when we make that full offering of ourself, we stand before God and say, I am all yours. I'm holding nothing back from you. It doesn't just stop at the act of offering, because then what happens? We call down the Holy Spirit upon those gifts, and they are transformed. They become Christ himself. And then we are fed by Christ. We receive his body and blood into our body and soul, and our life is transformed. We become more and more like Christ. We start to be able to see Christ in all these things that we brought to Mass to offer. We start to see Christ present in our history, in our memories. We start to see Christ present more and more in our struggles, that he's with us. We start to see Christ present in the difficult situations that our family members and friends are in. See, the more we can offer to Christ at Mass, the more we can offer to God for transformation, the better we're going to be fed, the more we take away with us when we go. But if we come to Mass only with the thought that I want to get something today, we're only halfway there. We are fed, but certainly not like we could be. It's true. The church should serve. People should come to Mass and say, or they should be part of the church and be able to say, the church is doing something for me. The members of the body of Christ know my needs and they're serving me. They're coming to me when I need help. They're offering me comfort when I'm in trouble or distress. That should be the case. So if we look around and see people that aren't here today, we ought to ask ourselves, what can we do for them? But the other part of it too is, we receive more from God, from Christ and the church, the more we offer ourselves as a gift. So I encourage you today, ask yourself the question, what have I brought to Mass to offer to God? What am I going to put into that paten along with those little pieces of bread? What will I pour into the chalice with the wine and the water as an offering to God that he might transform it? Let there be nothing held back today. Open your heart to the grace that God gives, not to withhold anything from him, but to offer yourself completely. And when we do that, we'll find out what it really means to be fed.